Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Bills Dolphins pregame starts Sunday morning, 9 a.m. here on ESPN Rochester. And we've got Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Armando Salguero joining us. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Armando, good to hear from you again. How are you, Armando?
I'm wet. It's raining down here. It's very wet and muggy, and I feel like a dog after a bath.
Would you like to trade spots? Because we've got snow on the ground.
I'm wet, but I'm warm.
That's what I thought.
Armando, we were planning talking Bills, which we'll get to Bills Dolphins, but the story regarding Colin Kaepernick, do you believe this is real, or is this more like a charade that the NFL has the obligation here, they feel, to put out this workout coming up Saturday?
So they don't have an obligation, so to speak, because the NFL did pay Colin Kaepernick for damages for, you know, what they do not admit, but it seems like was a blackball situation. In those damages, in the agreement between the sides, there was nothing mentioned about, Colin, we're going to give you a one-man scouting combine in the middle of the 2019 season. So the NFL didn't have to do this. It's doing it out of the kindness, I guess, of Roger Goodell's heart. I don't know why they're doing this. They don't do this for anyone else. But off we go on Saturday, if it comes off, by the way.
So, Armando, you cover the Dolphins. Were you surprised to see that Miami, given Kaepernick's history, was one of the teams that was going to send a representative to the workout?
No, because I would say that most teams will send a representative to a workout. I would also say most teams are not going to send a general manager. I don't think any team will send a head coach. You know, it's Saturday in the NFL, and general managers are either thinking about the draft next year or the roster this year. And, you know, obviously Colin Kaepernick is not involved in the draft next year. And the roster this year is not typically one that you need to worry about with a guy that's been out of the league for 3 years, is a, you know, system quarterback. And, you know, kind of is brings a circus atmosphere with him if you sign him.
Armando Salguero, Radio.com Insider, our guest here in the sports bar. Armando, I would say, you certainly would know better than I would, but Miami would be a very difficult place to see Kaepernick, knowing the T-shirt he wore once upon a time when all this was going down. And for people that say, well, this is a social justice warrior, then he's sending conflicting messages. Did you ever get an explanation to your liking as to why Colin Kaepernick felt the need to wear a Fidel Castro T-shirt?
No, actually, you know, that was kind of interesting. So back in 2016, when Colin Kaepernick began, you know, his kneeling and his protests on behalf of social justice, whatever that is, because honestly, I mean, is there in social justice? It's like, whatever. Anyway, he started doing this, and on the very day that he began to do this, he wore a T-shirt of Fidel Castro meeting with Malcolm X in New York in the 50s. And, you know, okay, well, that's interesting. So I asked him about it on the conference call the week that the 49ers were supposed to play the Dolphins, and this is where it gets crazy. He started defending Fidel Castro. He started telling me, I'm Cuban. I was born in Cuba. I am in the United States because Fidel Castro basically rip things up in Cuba. And, you know, my family suffered a lot of stuff, including the death of my uncle via firing squad in Cuba. So he's telling me how great that is. And I'm like, wait a second. We have beef now, because I know for a fact Fidel Castro is a tyrant and a communist dictator and not cool. All right. And I lived it. But he was going on about how wonderful the you know, the social system, health care they have. And I said to him, dude, the health care is so great that people throw themselves into the Florida Strait and on inner tubes, risking shark attacks or whatever else may come to get away from that system. So take your little, you know, healthcare system and do it with it what you ever you like. It's ridiculous that he started defending this whole thing, and that's where it got crazy. I wrote about it. He shows up to Miami. The crowd in Miami boos him resoundingly, because I have news for Colin. I'm not the only Cuban down here. There's like 1.5 million of us, and a lot of them are Dolphin fans. Mm. And the ones that are not Cuban, they seem to get it too. The communist guy, the murderer, not a good guy to defend.
It's funny, you know, that was 3 years ago, and things change quickly in the NFL, and things, you know, slowly you see pendulums kind of swing in terms of how we view, you know, social issues in our country. And I'm wondering if he were to come back now. I mean, we're living in a time now where a guy who was kneeling, and Michael Bennett, now joins the Cowboys, who've always had a policy of standing for the anthem, is now, because his teammates told him to, standing for the anthem. If he were to land on an NFL roster somehow, Armando, do you think Colin Kaepernick stands for the anthem moving forward?
I don't know what he would do. I have no insight as to what this guy thinks, nor do I want any, to be honest with you. I think he should probably start with addressing the pig socks, because he doesn't love police either, by the way. He loves Fidel, but doesn't like police. Okay. I don't know where he's at. All I do know is that conference call with me was on a Wednesday. He shows up to the stadium on a Sunday, obviously, for the game. And he not only didn't seem repentant, he doubled down in Miami after the game, saying how cool Fidel was and how great his system of governance was. So I would have given him a you know, kind of like a pass for ignorance the right. first time, but 5 days later, 4 days later, you had a chance to like Wikipedia somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't take a ton of time, and that wasn't happening. So I don't know where he's at, in his thinking.
Well, it's almost like being a woke player in the NFL, in this case for Kaepernick, was probably good for the Kaepernick business, not good for the NFL. You know, and Kaepernick, I don't know how much money he made off that Nike deal, but, you know, I'm sure he did all right between that and the settlement. I mean, his stance, I don't agree with it either, but for Colin Kaepernick, it was probably good for the Colin Kaepernick business.
Yeah, I mean, other than the fact that he's not playing football,
right.
which I would assume is his big, you know, calling in life. Look, being woke is great, but I think LeBron James, when he was asked about the Houston Rockets general manager and the general manager's, you know, feelings about the protests in Hong Kong, which are, by the way, pro-democracy protest.
Yes.
They're waving American flags and singing the Star Spangled Banner in the face of the Chinese army. And LeBron is like, maybe that guy needs to educate himself, as if that guy is the one that actually needs to educate himself.
Radio.com insider Armando Salguero joining us here in the sports bar. Armando, are the Dolphins screwing this up to get a good quarterback? They're not supposed to win games, you know.
Yeah, they're the tank is a mess. They need Patton to show up because their tanking is terrible right now. They've won two games in a row, and that's not what you do when you're trying to tank. That's the absolute opposite of tanking. They're beating teams that are trying. It's upside down. And it's interesting, guys, because last week, so LSU plays Alabama, right?
Yeah.
And Tua faces a really good LSU defense, and Joe Burrow faces a really good Alabama defense. And both those quarterbacks light it up. And Steve Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, and Chris Greer, the general manager, are in Tuscaloosa to watch those two guys play. The next day, the Dolphins win, further ruining their chances of getting either one of those two guys. So this season is like, this Dolphin season is upside down.
Armando, the last time we had you on was before the Dolphins game in Buffalo, and I look back to that game and think, well, this is when it all kind of started for this Dolphins team. It felt like that was a game that they could have very easily won, that they were, you know, able to establish a solid run game. It feels like since that game, this has been a Dolphins team, and for moments, I mean, they almost had Pittsburgh on the ropes in the first half of that game, and of course, we saw what they did against Indianapolis last week. I mean, is it Fitzpatrick? Is it Flores, what has kind of wakened up this remnant of a team that you know has been picked apart of most of its talent from the course of the entire season?
Absolutely. So this roster we know is built to fail. It's built to lose. But Brian Flores, who is a rookie head coach, has taken this built to fail roster and made it develop it, which is what, you know, a coach has to do. He's got players. He's getting them better, and too bad for him that they're starting from a point of they were terrible to begin with, but they're not terrible now. I mean, I wouldn't say that the Miami Dolphins are a good football team even the last 3 or 4 weeks, but they're a competitive football team. They're not, you know, if the Buffalo Bills are going to come to Miami and think this team is tanking, it's going to be easy. They're not very good. I've never heard of this guy, that guy, and the other guy. And we should win. That would be a disastrous approach to this game because the Dolphins would take that and run with it and, you know, take the Bills down to the wire.
Armando, when we had you on a month ago, the question came up about Flores. And you said, hey, if they go 0-16, he's still back. But has he shown you by developing whatever this collection of spare parts and winning a couple games that not only next year, but he actually might be a really good coach here?
It suggests that he will if he continues to improve and get better, which are, by the way, the same thing. Anyway, but look, I can't tell you what he's going to do and how he's going to handle it when he actually gets players that are good, when those players become veterans, when they have $110 million in cap space for next year. And Chris Greer, the general manager, has said, we're not going to sit on it. We're going to sign guys. And so those are veterans. It's an interesting dynamic to have to, and a very different dynamic of dealing with a bunch of young guys that are, you know, just thrilled to be in the league and get an opportunity and turning and developing them, as opposed to now you've got a team with some veterans and you've got a team with 5 first-round draft picks, which is what they have in the next 2 years. And, you know, now you're fighting entitlement and you're fighting, you know, reestablishment of culture from other places. That's a challenge and a whole different challenge than what Flores is facing this year.
Armando, it's comforting to know that Buffalo isn't the only organization that will from time to time have an awkward or tense press conference. We saw Sean McDermott, when asked about his lack of performance on the offensive side of the ball for his team, he kind of cut a press conference short yesterday. Today, Brian Flores, what did he do? Did he call out one of the reporters in the field for making a joke? Or what went down today? We heard a little bit about this.
Yeah, that was... interesting. So Flores is asked a question by a reporter, and another reporter seemed to be either smiling or, you know, snickering. And mid-answer, Flores turns to that smiling, snickering other reporter and goes, "What's funny?" And that's where you have a Ralph Cramden moment from the reporter going, "Hamana." You know, he gave him some off-the-cuff, weird lie response explanation that I don't even understand. And Flores' response to that explanation was, "And you think that's funny?" And you know, the discomfort in the atmosphere is growing and growing. And at that point, you know, press Flores looks at his media relations guy who calls the end of the press conference over.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
The game is going to mirror how awkward these press conferences have been through the course of the week. I'm not looking forward to this game on Sunday.
Well, I would say to you that, you know, if we're going by awkward press conferences, I don't know. It's going to be close. It's going to be close. But I like the McDermott walk off as opposed to the Flores looking at the media relations guy and then walking off.
Yeah.
It shows a lot more, you know, independence by McDermott. He was thinking on his own.
Armando, if I can get your thoughts on another team in the division, the New York Jets this week, the owner giving the vote of confidence for Adam Gase, saying he'll be back in 2020.
Great news.
Yeah, should that be viewed as great news for Bills and Dolphins fans?
Yeah, well, the Dolphins fans think it's great because Dolphins fans hate Adam Gase, which is interesting because Jets fans hate Adam Gase. Adam Gase is beloved right now in Buffalo, and he's beloved in New England. And the reason for that is I think McDermott, isn't he 4-1 against Adam Gase?
Yes.
Career. And, you know, obviously Belichick, they do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you know, I like Adam. Adam and I had an interesting relationship during his 3 years here. I'd say that I'd be wary of Adam because if he gets some talent, especially on offense, he's going to do damage. But this year has been one of those that very similar to the last couple of years here in Miami. He lost his quarterback for a time, and he had no second act. Mm. He had no response to what you do if you lose your quarterback. His offensive line is bad, as it was here in Miami, and he had no response for developing back of roster offensive linemen. So it's Adam Gase. But if he hits that moment where the offensive line is good and doesn't get hurt, and the quarterback is Sam Darnold, and he doesn't get hurt, he could be dangerous.
Armando, it's great catching up with you as always. We look forward to doing it again soon. Enjoy your week. Try to enjoy the game on Sunday.
Oh, this is going to be great, guys. It's going to be sunny and, you know, 72 degrees.
Bills fans, any Bills fans traveling south will appreciate that given what we've had to deal with and endure this week up here. Armando, great talking to you as always.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
You got it. Armando Salguero, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
You know why he's the best is because he's insightful. He knows his stuff. And he's funny. He can serve it up in a way.
He's got a personality. Those Miami beat reporters, they all have. Levitard always had a personality. Obviously, he's got a big enough personality now to have multiple shows on ESPN. And Armando's kind of cut from that cloth. You can just tell he's got a big personality. It's a guy you want to hang out with.
Guess if you're, you know, in the sunshine every day and you're covering sports, sure. So we're not like us bitter people up in the Northeast here.
Right. Right. Let's get to some takes next in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. A space for takes. It's called I'll Drink to That in the sports bar. John Brown has done something really nice. Really nice for his hometown. I'll explain and have a take to share with that.
I've got some terrible news for Bills fans in the division. Oh, no. Oh, no. This from WEEI in Boston regarding Tom Brady. Or is it great news? I mean, it depends on your perspective here. And also, baseball. Come on, baseball. This is now getting crazy how deep this scandal might reach now when it comes to the Astros videotaping and who knew what when. Yet, the man behind the curtain has yet to appear. All right, Rob Manfred, your legacy is going to be built on how you handle this. Are you a good leader or not? We're all watching.
Give your loved ones the gift of relaxation and peace. Give them a gift card from the spa at the Del Monte. Let them indulge with one of their signature spa treatments, like a massage, a spa facial, body treatments, or visit their full-service salon with state-of-the-art hair and nail care. Hurry, because throughout November, when you purchase a gift card of $200 or more, you'll receive an additional $25 gift card for yourself. Purchase your gift cards at the spa or online at DelMonteSpa.com. Self-care is the spa at the Del Monte. Takes next. I'll drink to that. The Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports Leader. ESPN Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.